Soku isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni we Studio 7. Ngisonto mhla ka 10 kuLwezi 2024, ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, elemelika selilungiselela ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump onqobe kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika ngeviki edluleyo aqalise umsebenzi iningi emhlabeni jikelele lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe uza kuba lomthelela bani emazweni alo.
Wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhonda khondle Africa afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria, iZimbabwe ingubani yona?
Siza kuzwa eziphathelane lokholo lwesiKristu.
Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinazo isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi phakama uhambe.
Kwezemidlalo sixoxalo nozinti owake waba ludumo uNonjabulo Dube.
Ngathi ngifika Free Stars angithetha ukukhompela la izinto zazi-right, but ngikhompela wathi i-ITN ayivumi for i-league South Africa. Okuningi ngangi-exam watho lokhu yini engenza but umzimba.
Zonke lezi ndaba ezigoqela ezabatsha ezamasiko ziyalandela. Kulandela ukunqoba ukukhetho lukamongameli eMelika kukamnumzana Donald Trump owebandla le-Republican Party ngeviki edluleyo enqoba unkosikazi Kamala Harris owe-Democratic Party, iningi lizibuza ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe ungaba lomthelela bani kwele Zimbabwe lezwekazi le-Afrika. Sixoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe ngalolu daba.
Umbuso kamongameli Trump asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi kunguDonald Trump lonesimaziyo ongashintshanga, i-Afrika ayizange itsho lutho kuye. Ngiyacabanga lokuthi namanje kuncane esingakulindela kuDonald Trump singama-Afrika, siyizwe leZimbabwe. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhona lakhondle Africa afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria, iZimbabwe ingubani yona? Kukhangeleke ukuthi G20 izoba nomhlangano wayo la eSouth Africa. Kukhangeleke ke ngamehlo amakhulu ukuthi kuyobonakala yini ukuthi uDonald Trump uzoza, ngoba ekubuseni kwakhe kwangaphambili waze waphela umbuso engazange walivakatshela lele le-Africa. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi ezoza eSouth Africa kulowo mhlangano, ukuthi uthi sesizobona ke lapho ukuthi ngabe kukhona yini azabuya ekumumethe aza kukhuluma ngeZimbabwe, ngokuqhubeka eZimbabwe nangezwekazi lonke nje jikelele le-Africa.
Sesikhangela umhlaba wonke jikelele, yini esingakubona ngombuso kamnumzana Donald Trump?
Esingakubheka la ngombuso kaDonald Trump emhlabeni nasezwekazi lase-Africa, yikuthi mhlawumbe ukuzuza esingathi siza kuzuza kuDonald Trump yikuthi akusiyo ndoda ethanda izimpi, asiyo ndoda ethanda ukulwa namanyamazwe. Ngicabanga ukuthi nje lokho kukodwa umhlaba siza ubona kuncipha izimpi, ngoba izimpi ezikhona emhlabeni zixhaswa yiAmerica, zinokwenza neAmerica. Ungabheka impi eqhubekayo lapha since 2022 eRussia neUkraine, umuntu onikeza amandla ukuthi liyanimpi siyibone ilokhu iqhubeke njalo iAmerica. Sibuke manje okwenzeka laphayana Israeli namaPalestine eGaza eLibanon, umuntu oxhase kakhulu liyanimpi ebuhlungu kangaka, ebula amaJuda, ebulala izingane nabantu abangomama ngaphandle kosi, konke lokhuyana ngamaAmerica kuxhasa. esingakuzwa ke sikubone futhi kwenzeka ngaphansi kombuso ka Donald Trump ukuthi singabona izinto ezifana naleziyana ziya ziphela njengobani eke wakusho nje na ku campaign yakhe ukuthi yena uma engakhethwa noma engakagcotshwe sengu president elect wathembisa ukuthi impi yase Ukraine nase Russia uzayimisa sibhekeleke ukuthi umhlaba uzake unciphe kuzimpi ezinye ezingadingekanga kuzimpi ezinye eziza nobungozi bokuthi ngelinye ilanga singabona sekusetshenziswa izikhali ze news eze nuclear phela ezingabhisa umhlaba ezingalethi imkhuhlane eminingi ebantwini kodwa ke amazwe abanjengabo Europe ngicabanga ukuthi bona awu bahlalele evalweni manje ngoba siyazi ukuthi ke uDonald Trump akazwanani kakhulukazi neNATO iNATO lena inhlanganyela yesecurity yamazwe angentshonalanga nje ungumuntu okuthi ukuza kwakhe kuNATO akusizo zindaba ezinhle kakhulu lezo asizo not nje futhi ezinhle kakhulu asizo ndaba ezinhle kubo lokho ukungena kwaDonald Trump size futhi ke kubudlelwane beAmerica neChina uhlala bomungcuke buzoba mungcu kakhulu ngaphansi kaDonald Trump akezwani kahle hle namaChina kodwa ukuthi kungagcina sekusiya empini angikholwa kangako sibe sesisiza ke ezwekazi laseAfrica izwekazi laseAfrica siyazi ukuthi kunento leyana ukuthiwa iAGOA iAfrican Growth Opportunity iAGOA leyi uDonald Trump azange nje watshengisa ukuyithanda ukusebenza kwakhe lokhana kwakuqala nxa esazobuyela kuso lesiyana sinyathelo sakhe sibona ukuthi izwe lazi laseAfrica kunengi ke eliza kuswela akade likuzuza ngaphansi kweAGOA ngoba uTrump wahoxisa kakhulu imisebenzi eyenziwa izwe kazi laseAmerica emazweni omhlaba ukusho ukuthi ke ukungazuzi kweAGOA kuzokuthinta amazwe amaningi eAfrica ngoba kunengi nje imithelela ebakhona kuAGOA nakulawo mazwe angasiwo malunga ayo iAGOA yilapho ke embono ukuthi ke ukuza kaDonald Trump asizo ndaba ezinhle kubantu basemhlabeni zindaba ezinhle kulabo abathanda uxolo abangathanda izimpi zindaba ezinhle kubo abantu baseAmerica ngobuningi ngoba uyabathembisa ke nakuphuzu lokubavikela kwisecurity ukuthi kungalula achithe imali eningi evikela ama-American. So konke ke lokho siyakubona ukuthi ukuza kaDonald Trump kuza kuqube izinto ezingezinhle emhlabeni kwabaningi kodwa ke ezinhle kuwo kanye ama-American.
Lowo umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe esixoxelayo ecingweni eseJohannesburg wele South Africa. Ngesizwe eziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana uNkosikhona DVD ngokhetho lwemelika kanye nokungafundwa ngabatsha.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukubona abantu abasha besukumela phezulu endabeni zokhetho ngoba yibo abakhokheli bakusasa. Njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi baphatheke besasengabantu abatsha enhlelweni ezinje. Inanzelele kakhulu eArizona State lapho engikhona ukuthi abantu abatsha yibade bekhankasa kakhulu especially lapha ku eArizona State University kulabantu abatsha abaningi kakhulu ubabona bemile emakhoneni bekhuluma labantu kumbe uyazihambela laba bakubuza hayi ubhalisile yini ukuvota. Ithuba lokuvota selikhona ungavota uphatheke enhlelweni lezi belamadesk abanye bekhuthaza njalo befundisa abantu abasha ukuthi babhalise ukuvota njalo baphatheke enhlelweni kuhle ukuthi emelika lapha abantu abasha abasukumele phezulu ukudlula umnyaka oka-2020 wama-elections adlulileyo.
Sesikhangela imikhankaso yababili laba umnumzana Trump lonkosikazi Harris. Ukunqoba kukamnumzana Trump kanye lokunqotshwa kukankosikazi Harris kungabe kubangelwe yikuyini nxa sikhangela ke imikhankaso yababili laba?
Okuhle ngubone ngokhetho lwemeluka ukuthi khona ade bekhankasa laba uTrump loHarris bebesebenzisa wonke amathuba ade bewathola ukuthi babuthanise abantu bakhulume emaphephandabeni bakhulume labalandeli babo bekhulumisane labanye abantu lapha eArizona besibona bengena door to door bekhulumisana labantu bebatshela ngenhlelo zabo lalokho abafisa ukuthi bekwenze nxa bengangena kuhulumende. Into emqoka kakhulu engiyifundileyo engiyinanzeleleyo njalo engiyijabuleleyo ngiyibona yikuthi ukhetho soluphelile, owinileyo sewinile, ubukhokheli bona lobo bukaTrump lo Kamala baxoxisene bakhulumisana kwakhongratulethwana ukuthi hhayi iMelika kayiye phambili abantu beMelika bakhethe wena ukuthi ubakhokhele ngalesi sikhathi. Khonkhana kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba akufanelanga ukuthi sonke isikhathi sihlale sisekhethweni, sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenze. Njalo i-transition kayikho lula kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo ukuthi
abatsha eZimbabwe yiziphi izifundo abangazithola ukukhetho lwalonyaka olokudinga umongameli weMelika.
Mina ngingakukhuthaza abantu abatsha baseZimbabwe ukuthi asiphathekeni endleleni ezokuthuthukisa ilizwe. Nxa ngisitsho njalo ngithi kwesinye isikhathi ukuphatheka kwakhona ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iparlamenti isebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi ucouncil usebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi uhulumende usebenza njani, kwesinye isikhathi ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iconstitution yethu yeZimbabwe imi njani njalo ithini ngamalungelo abantu, ithini ngathi abantu abatsha. Ngiyakhumbula kathesi kumsekelo sombutho sathi se-amendwa soku each province isile parliamentarian ongomela abantu abatsha. So i-province nga-province lomuntu oyedwa eyamsecondary ukuthi aye eParliament ayemela abantu abatsha. So kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abatsha basukumele phezulu bafunde yibo ubukhokheli bakusasa. So akulo obunye ubukhokheli okuzaba khona ngaphandle kwabantu abatsha kathesi ukuthi kumele bephatheke enhlelweni lezi kuyancedisa kakhulu ukuthi bazwisise, bayancedisa kakhulu ukuthi la bebuye lempono engancedisa ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili njalo abantu nje jikelele eZimbabwe baphumelele.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhlanje besinomnumzana Nkosikhona Dibidi osakhulayo olapha eMelika, sixoxa ngodaba lokhetho kanye lokungafundwa ngabatsha. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo Ntabo Kancube.
Siyabonga Taboka. Luyalandela uhlelo lwamasiko.
Cenana masiko
wena.
Cenana masiko
wena.
Kwenza masiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lami. Umthembo Sithembayo Gibbs Dube. Namhla ke ngilenyanga enkulu uDavid Mkhabenyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke kubulawayo. Baba Ngwenya kunjani baba?
Ngiyakuzwa.
Siyabona Ngwenya izulu kalikani. Kambe ukuthi alicelwanga izulu kumbe kukhona okulibambileyo?
Njalo ngiphosela ezinduleni, izinduna kuyadingakala ukuthi zikhiphe abantu babo abavele behambela lowo mlando wokuyacela amazolo ukwenzela ukuthi bazakale ukuthi sibisafelwa zinkomo singenza njani. Lowo mlando wezinduna, izinduna zimele amasiko, ayisizo zinduna zepolitiki. Mele amasiko abantu, kulusiko ukuthi izinduna zikhipha abantu bayicela amazolo ezindaweni okucelwa khona. Izinkomo sezifihlele, abanye izibaya sezivalile.
Ye, singathi nxa sikhangela po. Ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu baba Ngwenya. Po njengoba kunje komile kunje, po kuqalwa njani? Kumele kuqaliswe ngubani khonokho ukuthi kwenziwe nxa sikhuluma ngesintu sibi?
Azihambe alikhipha abantu izinduna bayekhala ezindaweni ezitshiyeniyo nasemtolo kwezindawo zemtolo bayekhala ukwenzela ukuthi kube lobubelo. Izulu liyaduma nelele phezulu libe lomoya oyesabekayo, izindlu zithathe, konke lokhu kuyadingakala ukuthi kubikwe. Nxa kunomonakalo esigabeni abenkomo zishayiwe inkosazana, kuyadingakala ukuthi labo bantu babayifika enduneni ukwenzela induna ikwazi ukuthi esigabeni sayo kulomonakalo onje
bengaakholisa
ukutshayela izimota kathi izimota benzela ukuthi bayifika ezindaweni zonke kalula ugovernment kwenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi abanike izinyawo zokuhambisa.
Yes, siyakhumbula baba ngwenya ukuthi iganga lalivele lihlanzwa. Uzokuthwa ke kusafulwa izindlu zabothekwane kusazenzwa konke lokhu lalokhu. Kusayenziwa phoko nokho njengoba izulu lisala kangaka.
Kuloko okutshoyo izinto okudingakala ukuthi zenziwe kungakabile eSewula. Okhathesi wafika lapho koBulawayo uyabona kubothelwe amanembu esikhathini. Kulamafleki indawo zonke esingakwazi ukuthi lawo mafleki amathalabhani yini konke khona lokho kuyadingakala ukuthi nemalokishini lapha abantu banezinduna zabo banemasobhuku wabo induna kayiyibuye ikhalime umasipala azake ayinwithe nabe-ZBC azake bayinwithe induna ukuthi ayiphoseli lizwi lenhlonipho phakathi kwesizwe.
Kodwa ukuthi isizwe singakulandela yini khonokho na babangwenya bangakulandela abantu
ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka kodwa kufanele bakulandele na izinduna zisezakhuluma nombusi welizwe naye kutazi izinduna ukuthi aziphathe amasiko ngendlela.
Ye, elokugcina ungathini nxa ungaphosela ukugcina khona bongweni?
Elokugcina ngalisho ukuthi hayi, ngezigaba ngezigaba, akufikuyeni, ngiyafika laphana, elufanda mfiphi, idonki sezikhukhuzwa izihlahla, izidonki ziyacuba, njengasokucuba idonki, yanhle okufisa ukuthi inkomo seziphelile, yikho engakusho ukuthi asizameni.
Ye leyo ke inyanga enkulu umnumzana David Mkhabinyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke koBulawayo. Ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Ngolivalisa emoyeni namhlanje umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lalelani ezinye inhlelo ezilandelayo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Lamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama nguntunga milinkomo namhlanje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni la namhlanje. Ekubongene kwami ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abantu baloluhlelo olwestudio 7 abasilethela izindaba ezimnandi langanelanga. Njalo masiyolala silala siyazi ukuthi izwe lime kanjani, umhlaba ukanjani, amakhosi ethu asemhlabeni ame kanjani. Siyakubongela ke lokho. Bese ngibongela nabalandeli bonke nabafisa ukulandela iStudio 7. Ngiyababongela. Ngokutsho njalo ke ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje izenzo zabapostoli 3 eyiqala evesini lika 11 eyifundeka ngale ndlela. Isabambelele uPetro noJohane bonke abantu bagijimela kubo emphemeni othiwa okaSolomone besaba kakhulu. Na indaba yanamhlanje ivesi nje elinye na indaba yanamhlanje ukhulunywa ngomuntu owayebambelele kula madoda amabili ngenxa yokugula kwakhe owayezale nakho kusukusela esishweni sikanina. Uma ebona la madoda amabili uyajabulela, uyabambelela kuwo la madoda lawa. Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina, asinazo isiliva negolide. Kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi, phakama uhambe. kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala abantu bagijimela kubo uJohane noPetros bemangele babaphendula koJohane noPetros bathi bona hayi kanti namangala kangaka ninabantu nimangalani akusiwona amandla ethu lawa ngamandla kaJesu lo enambulala laphinda namphika thina sathi uyaphila uyinkosi yamakhosi yiwo la ayenze lo muntu aphakame ehambe ngegama likaJesu kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala kakhulu ukuhlala abantu ke bemangala into yemalanga namalanga abantu bahlala bemangala njalo ukuthi lapha kuyenzekale kanjani bahlala bebuzaneke i-district yonke kuthi kati laphana kwayenza kanjani abanye bebatsheleke kuthi hayi kwafika uJohane noPetros bevakatshela ethempelini emsebenzini wabapostoli lapho kwakuthandazwa khona bafika ke bayithela phezulu kwalowo muntu owayeyisishosha ehlala lapha emnyango ebekwa ngabazali bakhe bona ke bafika bakhuleka bakhuleka umuntu waphakama wama ngeenyawo kuthiwa abantu bonke bagijimela lapho befuna ukwazi ukuthi kuyenze njani leyo into eyenzakalayo langanelangana namhlanje isayenzakala bantu benkosi ebantwini abathandazayo nanamhlanje le nto isayenzakala abantu bathandazela umuntu ehluphekile abathandazayo bethandaza abantu abangatholi imisebenzi bethola imisebenzi ngokuthandaza kuphela ngokutsho njalo ke ngiyabonga Ake siceleleni abantu abagulayo abasezibhedlela nabagulayo besemakhaya nabagulayo befihla asibathandazeleni uNkulunkulu abe nabo ngokuba uNkulunkulu nguye yedwa onamandla okufaka abantu enjabulweni ebakhipha enhluphekweni amandla lawo ahleli kuNkulunkulu kuphela akekho omunye umuntu futhi onawo oyabe eyayenzile esonta uyabe ecutshelwe nguNkulunkulu ngokutsho njalo abantu siyababonga abalalelayo iStudio 7 lolu hlelo lolu ngokuba lusifundisa izinto eziningi sizwa izinto zamazwe ngamazwe nathi sibe ngabantu abaphilayo ngokuzwa into zamazwe ngamazwe njalo ke bathi oJohane noPetros babesebenza straightforward babengafani namakhosi anamhlanje la akhulunywa kuthiwa umbuso uyadakana umuntu angadakwa kasayazi into ayenzayo ngokutsho njalo ke lapha sikhuluma ngezevangeli ivangeli li straightforward thandazwela umuntu aphile ame ngeenyawo aphile ehambe engophilayo efakaze etshela abantu abaningi ukuthi wasinda ngomthandazo ngokutsho njalo ake sithandazeni bo ake sithandazeleni abagulayo nabantwana nabasezibhedlela sibathandazele inkosi uJesu abe nabo ngoba uye yedwa onamandla wokusindisa abantu asithandazeni sonke ukuthandaza kwethu ke sonke kusinikeza amandla Nkosi siyabathandazela bonke abasemhlabeni abagulayo nabasezibhedlela nabasemakhaya sithi uNkulunkulu makabe nabo ngokutsho njalo ke sibeka nabantwana izimviyo zabantwana ngokuba babhalile abantwana amazwe namazwe babhalile bafuna ukupasa iba nabo Nkosi siyakubonga lokho egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha amen rahuleboga modimo molibitsong la ntate lila mura lila moya mohala kosa feeling amen
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalelanleya ngentshumayelo yakhe kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungamili nkumo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo unozinti owake waba lodumo uNonjabulo Dube uthi uzwa ukudana nxa ikhumbula ithuba elamphonyokayo elokuyadlala elizweni leSouth Africa ngenxa yokuba bathi umfitshane. Uchasisa okuningi ngokuthi onozinti bengaqeqeshwa njani ukuze besebenze ngokusezingeni eliphezulu.
Ud uDube odume kwele Zimbabwe ebambela iqembu le Homine uke wadinga umsebenzi elizweni le South Africa ngo-2014 njalo uthi ukuba mfitshane kumphazamise amathuba akhe okuqhatshwa liqembu le Free State Stars ebeliqeqetshwa ngu-Steve Kompela.
Ye, langangizibona ukuthi hayi kathi siyadeserve ukuba kompa and isisikhathi engangihamba khona la kuma-tries amaZulu Free State Stars ngathi mfika ku-Free State Stars ngangithetha ngukompela la izinto zazi-right but Kompela wathi yeah, ithiyani ayivumi for ilike South Africa. Isisikhathi I think onyango eqalisa ukufika South Africa sasisonke uma-try okuningi ngangi-exam wathola lokhu yini ngenza but umzimba.
UDube yena wale minyaka engamashumi amathathu lesithupha 36 eyokuzalwa uqale ukudlala umdlalo wenguqu emncane edlalela iqembu levula indlela juniors futhi wayedlala phakathi kwenkundla kodwa wathi esiya kuqembu le-Real Stars ukuyadlala ngaphansi komqeqeshi olodumo u-Ali Baba Dube yikho lapha ntshintsha khona waba nginozinti.
Ngiqale ukudlala ibhora mncane sadlala kuvula indlela ngase ngithathwa ngu-Ali Baba ngaya ku-Real Stars kuvula indlela ngangisadlala phakathi then one day sithe sengu-Real Stars ukhipha bangabo abanye babetshela umbone emaphepheni badane akusibambi kwashe kwaba yikutshintsha kwami iposition from that day ngahle ngaqala ukutrena njengokhipha lapho kwaqalela khona career yami eba ngu-goalkeeper.
Ngokuya kwesikhathi waqala ukuba unozinto othembekileyo uDube lapho athola khona indumela isikhathi edlalela iqembu le-Homine kunenga akukhumbulayo ngesikhathi yekuqembu le-Chikuru Party lona elafika ku-final yeMbatha Diamonds Cup ngomnyaka ka-2013 kodwa lanqotshwa yi-Highlanders nge-3-0. Ukhumbula kakhulu ukuncintisana lo-Ariel Sibanda baze bafika la ku-national team abantu bebuzana ukuthi ngubani oyingcitshi ngomnyaka ka-2014.
Eli footballer iyafuna ukudlala national team so ukubona elakho ibizo lisiba khona lapha kuya kutshengisa ukuthi lawo usebenza nzima khona kwakungekho lula njengamakhipha ababesuka amathimu atshiyeneyo yena u-Ariel Wyland babesithi u-blind lami kwangumayini yalinjani angi-blind so vele thina sisodwa sabe sitshela ndani yakukhulela la yithi niyawukhulela kodwa ababejaja ngabantu ababenjani bephandle njalo labantu oyakusebenza layo dayini
uDube uthi umdlalo angasoze awukhohle umdlalo lapho acina esebamba khona engazilungiselelanga lapho iqembu le-Homine elangqikilana khona leqembu le-Dynamo se-Rufaro Stadium ngomnyaka wakhe wakuqala ku-Premier Soccer League ngo-2013.
Sasiyadlala e-Dynamo eHarare ngisuke lapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngimshezi phandle ngisaba sifike sitshaye omaphu kahle kahle sesitshayele omaphu u-Efrem Mazaru ngoba mase sibuyela laphana sesiyatshintsha wafo wathi sesisiya yazi wathi esithi ngosudlala engakatshela ukhochi ngaqhuba wanje ukuthi awungabi le nto iporadi lidlala kuthi noani isemu yalena leli ozolidlala lapha kwi-Premier League endenakanye sathi iporadi iqala bahle baqalisa wathi akuyazi ukuthi idango seyenda washing machine kodwa kukhona wase walitshaya i-washing machine athi ubamba one
uDube uthe okunye okwancedayo yokudlala labadlali abalesipiliyoni yokuyiba bamncedayo lasemdlalweni lapho kwakungani udlise khona njengomdlalo abawudlala le-ZPC Caribe.
Umuntu watshaya ibhora mna ngangitshela ukuthi liphandle ngathi ndithena ngangicela ibhora kubo bolbol ngalithola linjani isenethi lathi ngandlala lamasenior ama-seasoned players webediki Gilbert Banda mina Timbera babo nje lidobo sijikele senta sewuhlohlile yikho ukhona kusatshintshi ungakhangeli phansi and the late game I think so I win a 3-1.
UDube uthi onozinti kumele baphiwe isikhathi lesineke ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lenelise ukubavuna sebekuzinga eliphezulu uthi njengesiphuzo sewayini onozinti bavuthwa ngokukhula besentubeni beze bebe ngocwebesha. Okwamanje uDube uqeqesha onozinti beqembu leZimbabwe Saints elidlala kuzifa Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League uzihlalela lomdeni wakhe elokitshini lemganwini kobulawayo njalo labantwana ababili ngimele Studio 7 kobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela iningi emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abeZimbabwe lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso kamnumzana Donald Trump uza kuba lomthelela bani. Sizwe ezigoqela ezokholo ezabatsha lezamasiko kuwona lo umsakazo. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukulalela uhlelo lwethu lilakho kuya ebulenjini kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibane njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.